Beginning current daf, Mesachta Zivamis daf, Chaf Dal. Beginning on Menal, beginning to his mouth, beginning the Gemara. Ilamanda Miyashika, so you have Zika. Which this is going in the Gemara there. In our Mishnah, we said, Lazeshna, Lazeshna, and one could do Chalitza, one could do Yib. The Gemara says, Aye, the Mishnah Arba Achen says, two married, two sisters. Then you say, Chaltav Lemes Yambis. What it means to say is, why here could we do Chalitza after Yib? So the Gemara says, like our Dimashal is going on. Oh, there and there, it's if Yashrika, there's Yashrika. And according to the one that holds that ain't Zika, so then you have Islavat Matzayavman. So therefore, that's why it's different than what's over there. So Tais comes to explain, first with backing up and giving me some background, what the Gemara means to say over here. So Amri, the Re says that this halacha that we find over there, that the Chotzibullah Matzayavman, they were saying, according to the one that holds Yashrika, it's Yashrika. So he says, Abagav the Mandom Yashrika, though, according to the one that holds Yashrika. Like Lemigzer, there is no such gezera of Liabim Acha Chalitza that we don't like Yib after Chalitza, Mishim Dilma Os Liabim Rish, because you might come to Yibim first. They don't hold a such gezera. Can Mashapek Dagan Dalarachim, like sounds like from the Gemara later on of Chosaim Abbey, is Gabriel Biechel. Domin that he says, Achoyes and Idemi Shannon, that he says, oh, I don't know who taught this case of the sisters, which was going to be a question on his opinion, which. So he's a person, there's obviously Rabbi Yechon who holds Yesh Diko, that, you're right, we're not Gezer. Why would you say Chotzibullah Mesiyamas? We're not Gezer that you can't do Chalitza then Yibim. You could do, because we're not Gezer that you might come do Yibim first. Obviously, because since everyone knows that there's Zika, so they're not going to come do Yibim first. So why would you say Shneim Chotzis, and therefore you're right, I don't know who would ever teach such a thing, says Rabbi Yechon. So you see that one who holds Yesh Diko does not have this Gezer. Oh, but Mekamakam, it's still... Lech Lameima, you cannot say the Lech Letzchad B'Lei Abachad. That's the thing that's coming to address. You can't say that one should do Chalitza and then the other one should do Yibim. Why? Ah, Kim Nikol Achas Nesesh Achas. Because since for each every one, it was prohibited for one moment because it was a Chesuku Kasle. So Asugai Lov is a little shine that then it's forbidden forever, even the first one, which was Mutter initially, before the other sister fell. Because the Leslie doesn't hold of Yibam Shahucha Manessa Bachosa Bahucha Tafsla Tech. It doesn't hold that if it was permitted, then forbidden because Achiz Zukukasa. And then it went back permitted when you got rid of the second one, that she should go back to original Heter. No. The Tana of the Mishnah does not hold like that halacha, because that's El Rabbi Yechon. Only Rabbi Yechon holds like that. And that's what Lakachut Sachleme, that's what he had to say. Achiz Inide Mishnah. I don't know who taught that Mishnah, because according to him, right, after you do Chalitza the second one, the first one would be permitted. But the time the Mishnah, who obviously he doesn't know who taught that, holds that, no, even the first one does not go back to original Heter. So that's what the Gemara means to say. There the both Chalitza is because they were Usher, does not go back to being Heter. But over here, when he got engaged to one of the sisters, so then we say that the second one could do even Manam Shach, because if it's Zukuka, so then most definitely it's not forbidden, because already the other one took care of it. And if it's the sister, so then, again, either one. If it's the right one, then it's the right one. If it's not, then you don't have the zikuk anymore. Because that's only by Achay Sisha, not by Achay Zikukase. Now Tais explains, well, the man ain't Zika. Now, according to the one that holds ain't Zika, Avagav the Rab, the Amar ain't Zika, although according to Rabbi who holds ain't Zika, Leslie, come on, he does not hold this far, he doesn't have that. So then, according to that man, we would have to know, so why by the four sisters can you not do even the second one? Oh, that's because Makom Gazrin. By them, they do hold the Gzer, the Leirach Tzchad B'Liam Chad, that you cannot do Chalitza the one and Yibim the second one, because Alta Dil Miyam B'Reish, because they do hold the Gzer, then you might come to do Yibim the first one, because Kibin and Zika, since they hold there's no Zika, so Aslamitic people might come to make a mistake, B'Liam B'Reish, and do Yibim first, because the Zika is not so significant. Because the Olamaski and Chadatayu, people that are not entertaining the Dilma Maisi, that maybe the second one's going to die. And again, that might lead to this halacha of Bitl Mitzvah Yavin. Now, when the Gemara says, each one says, they said, oh, I got the right one. So what that means to say is, and you cannot be geyser, that you might come to do yim first, like we said over there, because even if you do yim first, that's not a definite answer, because maybe he did get the right one. And that's what the Gemara is differentiating. And so it just clarifies, this is Mishmandama Ein Zika. Like we explained, that's all about Mandama Ein Zika. That since according to him, the Gezeria Shem, that you might do even first, that's applicable over here. We have to say that, but not Geyser, because each one could say that the Demis Ramile, but that's only concern for the Mandama Ein Zika. Next, says Master, we're going to give up a Sabi Chalutza like Gezer Rabban. Now, Rabban, we're not Geyser and Sabi Chalutza. So therefore, we're not Maitzi. Now, he says, wait a second. If the baby that was born to the departed husband dies within 30 days, so now we don't know Maybe it wasn't a viable child. Maybe there is a requirement. You may not. So it may be Yisrael. Chiletz. It's out of suffix. If she's married to Yisrael, so do chalitza good, and you're permitted to a grusha. The nation's kain here in a chalitza, but if a kain, don't do chalitza, because then she becomes forbidden. So it's tayyus, but lemoli tachlitz. Why not do chalitza, given the suffix chalitza matez the kain? It's anyway to suffix this chalitza, if it's, because we don't know if the baby was a fetus or not. So anyway, she'd be permitted to the kain. What's the problem? So it's tayyus, but she's no, the hasim over there, she's chalitza lach in the sun. She's going to be doing chalitza after she's already married to that kain. So yoimu, so they're going to say, she's doing chalitza, coming up with the navel. Obviously, the rabbis know that this was a non viable baby, because why would they require chalitza after she's already married? That's required chalitza. Ah, and also mishal chalitza kain. They can see, oh, and look, she's married to the kain. They're going to think chalitza can marry kain. But halacha, what over here? Kol echad, each one kashe kain is when they got married. I mean, we say kimli lahai d'lav chalitza he b'lav kav kain. So he said, no, he knew this one because it is a topic. He obviously he thought that this is not a chalitza, and if he got married to her, and then no one's going to make a mistake to say the chalitza would be permitted to a kain. And some say ba'ayin oy toisu shabbos kovel mabov meiz the maskal b'em. No, maybe it means literally for a name, as Tais explained, and the whole passage would be as the simple understanding. And that is, we wouldn't expand on the word the mitzvah of the oldest to the yim. That's what the passage says. The first baby that the yivama gives birth to, he's going to get the name as her first husband who passed away. Now, that's what the Gemara is saying. No, it doesn't mean literally the name. Elanachla means regarding inheritance. And therefore, for Kimil Nachla comes into my inheritance, like a look at Krail Biyam, it has been among the Yavam. Why? Tais explains. Because if you would think that it's still like the simple translation, that it's the firstborn child that the Yavam gives birth to, that the Pasuk is telling a Shiyakim Hashem, they should take over the name of her first husband for his inheritance, that is Sha'is B'chay Yirsh HaZameis, that firstborn should go take over the inheritance of the one who died. You can't say that, because that's the case. Yokom Hashem Achi Aviv, should say, he should take the name of his father, it's really his father's brother. Because now you cannot say like the Gemara said, they said to him, that the court, that the Torah is telling the court to tell the Yavim, because they're Min Masamach, like the Gemara says, shortly. Because in this case, the Miyabim is not doing anything with the Nachla. It's just the Bechor is taking with the Nachla. So therefore, it's talking to him, nothing to do with the Yavim. So to say, Yavim Hashem Achi Yavim, obviously, no, if we're talking about the Nachla, we're talking about the Yavim, and the Bahai Bechor is going on the oldest, not on the baby. Next is Master Bin Latzgama Hargizin. This is the Girsa. Then Leiratzan, if he doesn't want to, Hokhan Etzel Achel Bakat, then you go to the younger brother, Pirish. It's a Kazim Mender, the one who's younger than him. Leiratzan, if he doesn't want to, Hokhan Etzel Achel, then you go to the other brothers, Pirish, Shabashot, and Gitan, the other non-Bachar brothers that are even younger than him. Leiratzan, if they all don't want to, Hokhan Etzel Achel, then you go back to the oldest. Now, Biesh from the Lei Garsi, there are some texts that don't have the Girsa, Hokhan Etzel Achel, you go to the young one, not Achel Katn Mimenu, and Vesulai, nothing more. Now, but Tzach, let me, you have to say the mash, but the cut, but still the understanding would be younger than him, but still older than the rest. And therefore, that's where the deek is actually from, that you see it's all oldest, not just the firstborn. And the reason why that would be a deek is because it doesn't say the wording that you have in the Mishnah later on the Lamentez and Malach, and you go to all the brothers. Why saying it's lach cotton? Just say all the brothers, because anyways, you're going to all the brothers. Obviously, it's something about younger than him, but still older than the rest, again, because that's the din of Gadol that we see that. That the Gemara is saying, and therefore it's not just the firstborn.